at the beginning of this hour, we talked about how an economic crisis and a political crisis in America may be cover for some very difficult decisions in the local community of Seattle, Washington. We're going to take a look at that in the stimulus package that's now being debated in the U.S. Senate on Capitol Hill. And President Obama talked about it's on the line now for the Republicans and Democrats to get together.
The important thing is getting the thing passed. And I've done extraordinary outreach, I think, to Republicans because they have some good ideas. And I want to make sure that those ideas are incorporated.
Well, outreach, bipartisanship, that's being tested on Capitol Hill this week. And also the nature of the stimulus package itself is being debated. And joining us now, we are grateful to have Senator Charles Grassley, the U.S. Senator from Iowa, Republican Senator from Iowa. Senator Grassley, it's so nice to talk to you again.
Yeah, John, glad to be with you and Adora.
Let me just ask right off the top here. Is it possible that the bill, as it's coming together, is looking a little bit more like an opportunity for lawmakers to get involved in programs that maybe they wouldn't have been able to do without the cover of this crisis? And so that's why this bill is looking as complex as it is at this point?
The extent to which there is money or tax policy in here that goes way beyond the two-year period that we want the stimulus to stimulate, or the extent to which there are projects in here that are just personal for a single district, the answer is yes. And it goes beyond the purpose of a stimulus package, which is to create jobs. Maybe some of those others things I talked about create jobs. But if you create jobs for 2 years and the program's ongoing and at the end of 2 years you're going to eliminate those jobs, I think we ought to concentrate on projects that are going to be done and over, and most of those would fall into the category of infrastructure.
All right, let's talk about the difference from the Republican perspective. And I know you don't speak for all Republicans, but insofar as you can, the difference between something that you feel is just purely for some individual lawmaker's district and something that actually has legitimate economic stimulative value.
Well, for instance, if you're going to sod the grass on the mall in Washington, D.C., and that would be done anyway, then should that be in a stimulus package? I mean, there's certain upkeep that government has to do every year. Why would you use a stimulus package for an excuse? Or if you're going to extend the Head Start program for 55,000 kids, which probably needs to be done, and you're going to hire teachers, but why would you do that in a stimulus bill if at the end of the stimulus bill it's not going to be continued beyond that? Should not a Head Start program decision to increase the number of kids and hire more teachers be done in the regular appropriation process where it would get long-term consideration and where it would be prioritized against other programs as opposed to sticking it in a stimulus package? No.
Well, let me use,
I think it's being in the stimulus package just because it wouldn't otherwise get done.
Let's look at an example that some Republicans have criticized, and that is Medicaid budgets, that the stimulus package would reimburse states for their strapped Medicaid budgets. Yeah. Isn't it stimulative for states to get the Medicaid cash that they need because it will free up resources for state business and state workers and state projects to actually get completed?
Yeah, well, let's say there's a very important reason to put more money into Medicaid. There's X number of people going to be unemployed. They don't have health insurance. They turn to Medicaid, and we ought to provide that service for them. That's about $10 billion out of the $86 billion that's in the bill. Okay, then let's say we accept your argument, and I do, that there's certain other aid that ought to be given to states. Then why don't we just give that aid to states and not use the subterfuge of Medicaid to get the money to the states? Why don't
isn't it the same arithmetic?
If the states need money for education, give it for education. If they need it for building roads, give it for building roads, but not do it through the Medicaid program.
Isn't it the same mathematics, though, the same arithmetic?
But isn't it a little bit deceitful to the taxpayers to give money for health care when you don't, for the unemployed, when you only need about one-tenth of that amount of money? Isn't that deceitful? Shouldn't we be open and above board and very transparent? In fact, isn't that why we have the present economic crisis we're in? There's a credit crisis because there wasn't transparency in the banking business and the securities business.
Good point. Let's talk about what Barack Obama said in that clip that we played. He was speaking during a pre-Super Bowl interview with Matt Lauer, so everyone in the universe saw the interview probably. He said that Republicans have good ideas, and he wants to see them incorporated into this bill. Are any of your good ideas in this bill, Senator Grassley?
Yeah. We have every year we have a tax problem with the alternative minimum tax, where middle-income people are going to be hit by a tax that was only supposed to hit millionaires. And the committee adopted my amendment so that we don't hit those 24 million middle-income people. Now, is that stimulus? Not exactly, but when you have indefinite and uncertainty in tax policy, it's not good for the economy. Now, the only difference between Republicans and, well, there may be a lot of difference between Republicans and Democrats on spending money, but a major difference is Republicans would like to make sure that we have tax policy that encourages investment so that you create jobs in the private sector, because those jobs in the private sector are going to be long-term jobs, whereas right. The jobs we're talking about by spending money are only two-year jobs.
Well, it's certainly, I mean, very, very quickly, are you going to vote for it as it stands now?
Oh, no. Didn't vote for it out of committee. But because of what the president's saying, and his desire to have a bipartisan bill, which Democrats in Congress didn't desire to have, with president pressure, we can probably put together a bipartisan bill that Republicans can vote for.
Well, certainly part of the debate, and you'll be right in the middle of it. Charles Grassley, U.S. Senator from Iowa, Republican Senator from Iowa, thank you so much for giving us a hint of the debate to come. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, John. I appreciate being with you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.